paper-based processes and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your updated fall real estate market report for the River Region. So far this year, the MLS has reported over 4,300 closings of residential properties. The average sales price for these sales was $180,000. So far this year, 50% of these sales took place in the first 60 days of a house on a market. There is a lack of supply of homes for sale in the 120 to 180 price range because this is a first-time homebuyer price range, so houses sell faster in these price ranges. This shows that a better economy and lower unemployment leads to increased sales for the River Region. This also allows sellers in these price ranges to find a new home without worrying about selling their present home. Here at the Goodson Group, we specialize in selling existing homes in these price ranges and being able to market them for sale effectively. For an updated market report on your home, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net.
Films from the golden age of Hollywood no longer hold up in 2019. That's why TCM is introducing politically correct Turner Classic Movies.
Frankly, my gender equal companion, I don't give a darn.
With digitally remastered dramas like Casablanca.
It's looking at you, kid. And by kid, I mean a completely age-appropriate woman.
And A Streetcar Named Desire with a post-Me Too Marlon Brando.
Hey, Stella! I'm gonna be a complete gentleman with Blanche!
It's politically correct Turner Classic Movies.
Toto, I've got a feeling we're not in the 40s anymore.
Yeah, it was pretty good then. Coming up, find out what the big surprise was on Trump's first day in the White House.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 5:03.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Steve Rappaport. Former U.S. envoy to Ukraine Kurt Volker testifying in the impeachment inquiry of President Trump.
I was not on the July 25th phone call between Trump and President Zelensky. I was not made aware of any reference to Vice President Biden or his son by President Trump.
So why are you there?
Until the transcript of that call was released on September 25th, 2019.
Lawmakers earlier heard from a witness with firsthand knowledge of the call.
I privately reported my concerns in official channels to the proper authority in the chain of command. My intent was to raise these concerns because they had significant national security implications for our country.
Army Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman saying the context of the call makes it clear that the president's request for an investigation of Joe Biden was not simply a request. President telling reporters he doesn't know Vindman and never heard of him. America is listening to Fox News.
So who's writing your news at the DNC, Fox?
Come and listen to my story about a woman candidate. She was talking civil rights in the Alabama state. She shocked a congregation when she opened up her mouth. And out come an accent from the deep end of the South.
I don't feel no ways tired. I come too far.
She was playing to the crowd with a silly southern drawl. But she works up in New York and that ain't really South at all. You'll know just where she's speaking when she opens up her throat. She'll master every dialect just to win your vote.
Nobody told me that the road would be easy. I don't believe he brought me this far to leave me.
Oh, God. Even CNN is admitting that these hearings are a gigantic failure. You're pissing off a lot of people there, Dems. Hate to tell you. You got nothing. You know what you got? This is what you got. And most of America at this point is saying,
oh my God, who the hell cares?
I don't think it's any more complicated than that. I really don't. 5 minutes after 5 o'clock, it's pissing me off. I'm getting sick every day. People in uniforms and I'm the former this and I'm the former that. Guess what? Every one of those bastards in the National Security Council serves at the pleasure of the president. Obama fired every single one of those a-holes when he took office. So Trump can't do what Obama does? It's a bad joke on America. I feel so much better now. Give me this remote. I am taking this piece of Bullschmidt off television and putting on Andy freaking Griffith, because that's the only thing left that makes sense. Except there's the guy that takes that medication because he starts seeing things. That's kind of creepy. Where was I? Oh, yes, Lewis Lawn. That's where I was. I would recommend that if you need any kind of equipment for outdoor use, you not only go there, but go now, because this is a great time to buy. Like model years on cars, mowers, blowers, pressure washers, they always have new additions coming in, and we're getting towards the end of the year here. So take advantage. Chad Sasser is the guy that has all the manufacturer specials and incentives, rebate programs, things that can save you some extra money. But whatever it is you purchase, whether it's a zero turn from Echo, Exmark, or Toro, or one of the new tractor-style mowers they have in their new expanded showroom space, products by Shindawa, and, of course, the entire steel product line, all of it, anything you buy there can be serviced there at Lewis Lawn. They've got a very accommodating staff, terrific people. They are open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 1135 Northeastern Bypass. Their number is 244-9191. Open bright and early tomorrow morning at 7. That's Lewis Lawn. Brad McDonald joining us shortly.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic with your latest update. We are busy outbound from downtown on Madison Avenue and Atlanta Highway. Also, Congressman Dickinson over to 231. 231 busy to Wetumpka. The Boulevard extremely busy, especially Troy Highway overpass Baptist to 331. The Heartburn Highway, Taylor Road is busy from Vaughan to the Atlanta Highway. We have a slowdown starting at South Union Street on I-85 to the 65 northbound merge. 65 northbound to Prattville looking good, as well as I-85 to 65 southbound. 65 north and southbound onto 85 and out of the city is moving fine this afternoon, and that is good news. Hey, if you're in a wreck and you're wondering what to do next, call the Bance Law Firm, 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
You want to see misconduct? There's misconduct right now on Andy Griffith, because there's a woman who got caught for speeding and she's trying to bribe Barney. That's far more realistic and authentic than the BS that's been on TV all day. Hey, Wayne, we got to be quick.
You better believe it. Hey, great show, guys. Great show, Greg. Y'all are doing a good job. Hey, the young lady's name is Merrill Carroll.
Merrill Carroll, yes.
I know I'm going to age myself here, but Greg, I'm surprised you haven't made the connection. You know, Monty Hall's number one door opener used to be Carol Merrill.
Yeah.
Did you mention that? It was just so close.
Off the air, I did, yes.
Ah, okay. Well, I wonder, like I said, I'm sure I aged myself with that. I wonder how many other people remember that.
There's no reason to feel aged. Monty Hall's about 115 now, so I would not feel old. Don't let it make you feel old. I got to run, Wayne, because I've got Brant standing by.
You bet.
Thanks. 2 minutes.
Since 1989, Signs to Go has been Montgomery's vinyl sign and banner leader. And now, with the addition of wide format printing, your signs and banners can have brilliant full color. Whether it's directional signs for your meeting or large grand opening banner, Signs to Go is your one-stop shop for color. Call us at 270-1133 or email us at signs2go@charter.net. We're still on the Eastern Bypass across from Lowe's and Best Buy. That's Signs to Go, Montgomery's sign and banner leader.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
I'm Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network. Former Wetumpka Police Corporal Sean Blackburn has been charged with two counts of theft, second degree, according to Elmore County DA Randall Houston. Houston says Blackburn stole items from an evidence locker at the Wetumpka PD. Blackburn was let go from the department last week. Montgomery fire investigators have charged a 55-year-old Montgomery man, Donald Sinclair, in connection with a structure fire yesterday at a commercial property in the 1100 block of South Decatur Street. Crews extinguished the fire with no injuries reported. The Bureau of Investigation was requested to the scene to conduct an origin and cause investigation. Opening statements began today in the murder trial of a Montgomery police officer charged with killing an unarmed black man. The state describes A.C. Smith to the jury as a bully with a badge. The defense described Smith as a third-shift Montgomery police officer and a third-generation police officer. And those are your news headlines. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 at ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Caravita Village, the perfect active, independent senior living community. It's like a cruise that never ends. Schedule your tour today at caravitavillage.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our nice series of days continues, and each day gets a little bit warmer. For tonight, clear skies, a little cool. Overnight low temperature down to about 42. Tomorrow, high temperature in the lower 70s. Thursday will be in the low to mid 70s. Sunshine will dominate both days. This is a really nice November weather pattern. Slight chance of showers by Friday, but a better chance of showers by Friday night into Saturday as the next cold front moves through the state of Alabama. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
All right. You want to see corruption on TV? Turn to TV Land, because right now I'm watching Barney Fife and Floyd the Barber get bribed by a good-looking woman who's making sexy faces at them. That's corruption, and it will not be tolerated. Because it's a lot more authentic than the nonsense we've watched on TV today. Joining us now, I guess it wasn't a particularly happy day on Wall Street. Let's find out why with Mr. Right on the Money, Brant.
Yeah, baby.
McDonald from McDonald Hagen Wealth Management. Hey, man.
Hey, buddy. What's going on?
Oh, I almost had a stroke 6 minutes ago. Other than that, business as usual. We have a nice listener event tonight at the pizza place after the show.
Oh, good. I've got to get over there at some point to see this place.
It's good
stuff. Won't be tonight, though.
No, we will. We got to get you in on a Tuesday first. You know, we got to figure that out. When do we do that?
Yeah, you know what would be a good day? Probably that first week in December.
Well, then let's benchmark it. Rosie's putting it on the. See, I'm organized now. I have a new weapon. Her name is Rosie, and Rosie keeps track of things for me.
I love it. I love it.
What do you think? It wasn't a disaster on Wall Street today. It can't go up every day. What was the driving vibe in the market?
Yeah, so, I mean, first of all, the market is, it's had a nice move. You know, it really has. We've set new highs and all that stuff. And I think that came on the heels of good third quarter earnings. The Fed made some good decisions. They're in the right place. The market loves where the Fed is right now. The problem is a couple of things. One, we had some earnings come out today. We start talking about last week, or the week before, rather, about the retailers would be next. And so Home Depot, they didn't really have a good announcement. That was really quite interesting. You know, the earnings number for the third quarter was good, but the same-store sales numbers weren't that good. But then the real death nail, the thing that got the market, was their guidance. They guided down for the rest of this year and in the first quarter of next year. And Home Depot is a member of the Dow Jones Industrial Average, so that had a really big negative impact on the index. And then you throw in Boeing and the FCC, or who is it? No, it wasn't the FCC. Anyway, the regulatory body that came after them and said, no, you've got to do something with these engines on the 737s. That came on the heels when they yesterday had a really good report of some Dreamliner orders and things like that. So there was some positive momentum, but it got knocked down by the FAA. That was it. And so when you take Boeing and you take Home Depot, with two pretty big weightings in the Dow Jones, that's what happened.
Okay.
You know. Yeah.
So Boeing has not worked its way through that 737 MAX issue?
No, they haven't. They really haven't. There's still some other lingering things out there. They will eventually. I mean, you know they will. It's just a matter of timing. But no one wants to have their stamp of approval on it and another incident take place, you know. So they want to get that thing right. And the only other thing I would say, you know, Kohl's today had really horrible retail numbers, and they were down 20%.
Mm. I kind of am not surprised to hear that because I like Kohl's. I go to the one locally, and this is one location. But I went there when I was down to visit Janelle in Florida. Traffic just didn't seem to be up. I certainly get their mailers and get 30% off, 15% plus $15 in Kohl's cash and 90% off everything in the store. And they make it look like you can walk in there and walk out with everything you want plus money. I get kind of confused, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say I'm stunned to hear that, but I hope things turn around. Really do. We'd like to see that. And then, of course, we have the numbers forecasting for Christmas spending are really up substantially.
Yeah, they are. And I think, you know, that's kind of what I think was a little bit alarming. With just a really, really early read from a couple of the big retailers. Tomorrow we get Lowe's. We'll have to see what they say. Could be that Lowe's, you know, maybe take a market share. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
And so I've never really put, you know, a lot into these one-off reports. You really want to see a pattern kind of develop. And so that's what we'll be looking for.
Here's the theory. Home Depot, Lowe's, these are places where during economic crunch times, people will go and get the things they need to do it yourself. Maybe in this time, and I know for a fact that we have had listeners call up or contact me through Facebook looking for people to work. There's just not that many out there because they're busy providing these services that people might normally do themselves. They're paying others to do it. I mean, it's just a theory.
Right, right. Well, no, it is. It's a very plausible theory. It really is. But, I mean, I also would say, you know, new home sales have been trending up. So that would have somewhat of an impact. And I think, you know, with commodity prices kind of where they are, some of the input costs, could be, you know, we might see some pressure points on certain items where the customer's just kind of pushing back. There could also be issues with consumers who are just willing to kind of hold off for a while to kind of get through Christmas and do and get into the new year. So, I don't know. You really have to see what Lowe says tomorrow. Then you have to kind of get into some of these other retail numbers to see if there's any sort of real pattern. My gut tells me that these are one-off sort of exogenous type reports that are not going to be a really big deal at the end of the day. And we should trade much better. The other thing that I do want to spend some time on was, you know, Trump laying down the gauntlet again and saying, hey, look, you know, I'm paraphrasing here, but he's basically saying, you know, I'm tired of messing around with you guys. You need this worse than we do, and we're going to get this deal done by December 15th and put this to bed, and if you don't do it, I'm raising the tariffs.
Hmm.
And so, you know, that's that could be a little unsettling, and it's particularly for markets, especially when you're sitting here at these all-time highs.
Right.
So that bears watching, and no question. Because this was a done deal. You know, they had a big PR about it. They had all this stuff going on in Washington when they had the vice premier there and said, look, we got a deal done. We just have a few little minor things to work out. And it sounded like it's not.
Yeah, as we wrap up, I want to make one observation. This negotiation with China is reminding me very much of the way the Japanese ambassadors behaved before Pearl Harbor. They kept coming back to negotiate, and every time we thought we had a deal with them, they would ask for more. Or they'd back off and say, well, no, we want to do this instead. All they were really doing was stalling for time for an ulterior purpose. For some reason, that metaphor comes to mind, watching this last minute. Well, wait a minute, we're almost done, but... And I can understand the president's impatience. I mean... They can't play him like they did everybody else.
No, they can't. They really can't. And they need to. But they also, I mean, here's the deal. They're hemorrhaging in China. They really are, and it's in their, it's certainly in their best interest to get this done. But obviously, they want the tariffs completely removed. Trump says, "No, I'll do that, but only when the whole deal is done." You know.
Well, we will be watching along with you. In the meantime, if you we've got let's see, today is the 19th, so there's 11. There's 42 days left in the year. So that's 6 full weeks from today. It'll be a brand new year. Why don't you call Brandt before the new year starts and talk about a plan where you can start setting aside a painless amount of money to grow towards something down the line for you. If you're interested in investing, the stock market, whatever it is, terms you hear every day all over the place, annuities, you name it, maybe insurance for yourself, your family, your business, they cover all of these things at McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. It's certainly worth taking the time. It's a no-obligation consultation to call 387-0094 and talk about you and your future. 387-0094. And Brent, by the way, has a great team of people at his firm. And we will talk tomorrow.
All right, man. Look forward to it.
And we have your name on the hot seat for the first Tuesday in December.
That's it. Look forward to it.
Okay, buddy.
All right. See you then.
Okay. The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
It's a story I caught late today, and it's all about a surprise that Trump and his people found in the White House on day one, and I'm going to tell you that.
Do I have time to go home and put on my good boobs?
Yeah.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. That afternoon lag is firmly in place from South Union on I-85 to the 65 northbound merge. I-65 northbound out of downtown is doing remarkably well this afternoon and is accident-free. We have 85 to 65, a nice merge there, as well as 65 north and southbound onto 85. High volume of traffic on I-85 out of downtown, which is causing slowdowns from South Union to Ann Street and beyond. Drive carefully. One little fender bender can cause a big problem with traffic as heavy as it is right now. Boulevard's busy, 231 to Wetumpka. Atlanta Highway all busy right now, but no accidents anywhere. You don't have to fight your pet for a turkey leg this Thanksgiving. Invisible Fence has an indoor system that will keep your pets away from certain areas of your home, including your turkey legs. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585 for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Welcome to the show.
Let's go! Let's go! Let's go! Let's go!
Yeah, let's go!
All right, guys, let's make it happen!
Okay, let's roll!
Yes, let's go!
All right, let's go!
Let's go, people! Let's go, let's go, let's go!
It's time to get this party started because we have a big show.
We're gonna have a good show.
Welcome to the show.
It's showtime.
So let's get going!
Hey, yeah, yeah!
Are you feeding a large crowd on a budget this Thanksgiving? U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner, has you covered. Turkeys, hams, holiday sides, and delicious desserts. U.S. Foods Market Store can even outfit your kitchen, from pots and pans all the way to paper goods and utensils. Come by and visit the familiar, friendly faces at U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner, at 5455 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. They're open Monday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make it.
Hey, y'all, I'm Jenna Paulette, country singer-songwriter and cowgirl.
Boot Barn asked me to share my story. There's just so many beautiful aspects of the way that the Western world operates that I think are important. I want to represent that to the best of my ability to today's country music listener. I can sing about love all day long, but the backbone comes from the way I was raised. I just love that that's the world I come from and that's the world I get to sing about. Boot Barn, made by the West.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents... Doug.
Yoto, my office, now!
Limu Imu, Doug, you're being transferred across town.
Oh, because they haven't heard that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
No, it's because Limu keeps eating the chips on Janine's desk. And her keyboard, and her expense reports, and her stress balls, and her...
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Join us tomorrow from 11:30 to 1 at Best Friends Pet Resort on Wetumpka Highway for our annual holiday food drive. Drop off your non-perishable food donations to help feed families this holiday season.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hello and welcome once again to Community Theater. Today, a very moving presentation... The very first Thanksgiving. And as always, please enjoy the very first Thanksgiving. Thank you so very much, and we hope to see you again next week when we have another moving presentation in Community Theater, Castrating Harvey Weinstein. We hope to see you then.
That I will pay to watch. That's a touch of class to the show, doesn't it?
No.
You don't think that uplifts
no.
our culture?
No.
Okay. Okay. Let's do a conundrum. Let's give away a 14-inch, three-topping pizza at the pizza place. Right. Are we ready?
Ready.
Okay. People say their limit on this is $500. What is this? This one should be, I think, a little easier than the last couple we did because it's 5:28 and we only have till 6. And Rosie has to leave a little early because we're going to the pizza place. We have a nice group ready to gather. Last minute, you want to try some great pizza, come and join us. That's at Harrison and Perry Hill. But you can win a 14-inch three-topping pizza, 272-9228. People say when it comes to this, they'll go to $500 and that's it. Now, what is this money intended to do? 272-9228 is the number, and we'll start with this call. Hi, who's this?
Good afternoon. This is Crawdad.
Crawdaddy.
Yes, sir.
What do you think the answer is in this one?
Birthday present.
Birthday present is...
No.
Not it. Good guess.
Thank you for having me. Enjoy the show.
Thank you. 272-9228. Hi, who's this?
It's Kevin.
Kevin, what do you think the winning answer to this one is? $500 is the limit on what?
A vacation.
A vacation is...
No.
Not the answer, but thank you, my friend. 272-9228. $500 is the limit on what? Who's this?
Hi, it's Ralphie Boy.
Ralphie Boy. What do you think this is? People say I won't spend more than $500 on what?
I'm a cheapskate. I'm going to stay going out to dinner.
Cheapskate? $500? I never even did that.
Me neither. Right.
Not it.
Thanks.
You can come close to a couple of places here in town.
Joe,
what do you got?
$500. Gambling.
Gambling. That's a great guess, and it's not it, but it's the best guess so far. Because in, and thank you, in doing this, you are kind of gambling. Hi, who's this? Hello?
Hey, Greg.
Hi, who's this?
I'm John.
John, nice to have you on the phone with us. What do you think this is? People say when it comes to this, $500 is it, and I'm out. What do you think it is?
Is it buying a new TV?
A new television is not the answer we need, but a good guess.
Thanks, Greg.
Sure. Gambling was the best guess so far. Brian?
Yes, slot machines.
Slot machines is not it, but that's a, I love that guess. Because everybody says they have a limit with those things, then before you know it, you're at the cashier buying more rolls of quarters or dollars or whatever.
Appreciate what you do.
Thank you. All right. Ryan.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Slot machine, dude.
Christmas.
Christmas is not the answer we need, but a good guess. We appreciate it. 272-9228. Marvin, what do you got for us?
How about a bet? Hello? On a sporting event?
Well, we've already eliminated gambling, but in a way, now think, it is a kind of a gamble. So what falls under that category? It's so close. You may not
see. Not a bet.
But it is sort of gambling.
Happy hour, who said?
No, that's not it.
You want to hang on for a minute?
Yeah,
I'm going to give you another guess because your first one was already guessed. Let's see if Debbie can figure it out. Hey, Debbie.
I doubt it, but I'd say maybe a vacation.
That's been guessed.
Oh, has it?
Yeah, gambling's been the best guess so far, because in a way, the winning answer is kind of like that.
I'm out of suggestions, thought.
We appreciate it. Thank you for trying. Joel?
Zach?
Stock market.
Stock market is a great guess. Great guess, because that's what it is. You're kind of gambling. Thank you. Excellent. All right, we have some brilliant listeners. Mike, what do you think?
I say car payment.
That's a very good guess. Thank you for trying. It's not it. I was talking to Tip about that. I've learned a lot about car shopping, car buyers and stuff. And there, people generally, when they shop, do have a number in mind that they will not exceed. Zach?
Is it lottery tickets?
Lottery, that's gambling, so we'll give you another shot.
Yeah.
Can you think of something else?
That's all I got.
That's a good one, and we thank you. It's not the winner. All right, back to Marvin.
Well, it's kind of a gamble. A date?
Okay. Hold on.
Not if it's
a lot of money.
No, I know.
All right.
Trust me, I did that. Foolishly. Melissa.
Yes, hey.
Hi, what do you think? People say I won't put more than $500 for what? Hold on.
Lottery ticket?
That's been guessed. Can you think of something else?
Not to do with gambling, and unless it's scratch-off.
I know. And this isn't actually gambling, but in a way it is. So what do you think?
Hello?
I'll take another guess, or you want to hold?
Hello?
I'll hold.
Okay. 14-inch three-topping pizza at the pizza place is worth it. Charles?
Investing.
Not it. Thank you. Let's go to Debbie.
Hey, how about sports betting? Betting on a game.
Not it. Thank you for trying. $500, that's the most I'll do here. Brian.
Honeymoon.
Thanks for trying. These are all very good guesses. If I'm not mistaken, this is
Roy.
What do you think?
This is me. I'd say buying tickets to a sporting event.
That's kind of been guessed. Can you think of something else?
How about a cruise?
A cruise is not it. Thanks for trying. All right, Melissa, here you go.
Yeah, I'm still drawing a blank.
Well, we appreciate you calling and trying.
Yeah, thank you.
Same station tomorrow. We'll do it again. Bill, what do you think?
Yeah, how about loan somebody money?
Let's find out if that's the winning answer. I will not loan anybody more than $500 is the winning answer. Way to go. And you can see that, you know, in fact, we were talking about it on the morning show a couple days back, that whenever you loan money, you have to do it thinking it's possible it won't get repaid.
Yeah, that's what I've always been told. I always plan on never receiving it again.
Therefore, it is sort of a gamble, right?
Yes, it is.
Good. We're all agreed. Hang on. Rosie's going to set you up with a 14-inch three-topping pizza from the pizza place at 5:35.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have slow traffic on the East South Boulevard from Narrow Lane to Woodley and on over to the Troy Highway. We don't have an accident on the record right now, but use caution. We're seeing a big slowdown there. We have an accident on the Selma Highway right in front of the Big Lots. Use caution there. Watch out for emergency vehicles. I-85 merging to 65 northbound is a slow go this afternoon. It'll take a few minutes to get through there. 85 to 65 southbound, heavy traffic there, but it is moving. 65 north and southbound to I-85 is a slow go from the merge all the way to Ann Street. I-65 to Copps Ford Road northbound is a joy to drive this afternoon, a speed limit ride. Hey, the Toyota-thon is going on at Reinhart Toyota with special year-end clearance pricing. No payments until after Christmas on some models. Don't miss the Toyota-thon now at Reinhart Toyota for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
When you're ready to retire your car, van, or pickup truck, as in tires, Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto is the only place you need to call. Can't get a better price because Don spent years building personal relationships with all the major manufacturers. So they acquire all the name brand tires at a wholesale price, then turn around and sell them to you without that middleman expense. And they only quote a price that includes professional installation. In other words, you can't go wrong. Partner up with Don Duncan for all your auto service needs with three locations to serve you. On Highway 14 in Millbrook, downtown at 408 Madison, and on Bell Road just north of Vaughn for Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto.
Hey, y'all, it's Lewis at the Capitol Oyster Bar. I'd like to invite you down here to join us on the river. If you had never been here, we're right easy to get to, right off I-65. Take that North Boulevard exit. Then you're going to take the first exit. That's Louisville. That's right, Louisville Street. The bottom of the ramp, turn right, and turn right again. That's three times. Follow that to the end of the road. You'll find the Oyster Bar. But along the way, you're going to pass our new RV resort. That's right. We got a place down here you can come stay the night or the weekend or stay a month with us and come down here and enjoy being on the river. Go out and do a little fishing, a little camping out late at night with a fire and coming over to the Oyster Bar and cooking up some fresh seafood for you. Fried, steamed, grill. We got good old snapper on the grill, hamburgers, ribeye steaks that are good eating. Know you can check all that out at CapitalOysterBar.com or our Facebook page for Capital Oyster Bar, or check it all out at the Montgomery Marina RV Resort. You can see what's going on down here with the campground. We're going to be looking for you. Get down here soon. Come hungry because we've been missing you. Come on.
Hey y'all, I'm Jenna Paulette, country singer, songwriter, and cowgirl. Boot Barn asked me to share my story. There's just so many beautiful aspects of the way that the Western world operates that I think are important. I want to represent that to the best of my ability to today's country music listener. I can sing about love all day long, but the backbone comes from the way I was raised. I just love that that's the world I come from and that's the world I get to sing about. Boot Barn. Made by the West.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents and Doug.
Yoto, my office, now!
Limu Imu, Doug, you're being transferred across town.
Oh, because they haven't heard that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
No, it's because Limu keeps eating the chips on Janine's desk. And her keyboard, and her expense reports, and her stress balls, and her...
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
The holidays are here, but thousands of families in the river region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting is doing something about it, and you can help.
Drop off non-perishable food items to Brown Tire and Automotive or at the radio station.
Help stuff our Sprinter van full of food.
Brown Tire and Automotive, service you can trust.
It's our holiday food drive. Donate what you can from Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
Ellis Askew with Alabama News Network. Opening statements began today in the murder trial of a Montgomery police officer charged with killing an unarmed black man. The state describes A.C. Smith to the jury as a bully with a badge. The defense described Smith as a third-shift Montgomery police officer and a third-generation police officer. Former Wetumpka Police Corporal Sean Blackburn has been charged with two counts of theft, second degree, according to Elmore County DA Randall Houston. Houston says Blackburn stole items from an evidence locker at the Wetumpka PD. Blackburn was let go from the department last week. Montgomery fire investigators have charged a 55-year-old Montgomery man, Donald Sinclair, in connection with a structure fire yesterday at a commercial property in the 1100 block of South Decatur Street. Crews extinguished the fire with no injuries reported. The Bureau of Investigation was requested to the scene to conduct an origin and cause investigation. And those are your news headlines. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 at ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our nice series of days continues, and each day gets a little bit warmer. For tonight, clear skies, a little cool. Overnight low temperature down to about 42. Tomorrow, high temperature in the lower 70s. Thursday will be in the low to mid 70s. Sunshine will dominate both days. This is a really nice November weather pattern. Slight chance of showers by Friday, but a better chance of showers by Friday night into Saturday as the next cold front moves through the state of Alabama. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I'm stuffing the turkey.
Stuffing the turkey? That was the biggest turkey they had at Wilson Farms. 26 pounds.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Gobble, gobble.
Happy gobble, gobble, y'all.
Well, it's a Thanksgiving extravaganza.
Where's the cranberry sauce? Where's the pumpkin pie?
Quick, go and set your turkey free.
I'm as free as a bird.
That turkey sucks.
What do you mean you cooked the turkey?
We're preparing a Thanksgiving feast.
Bring in the turkey.
You put our national bird in the oven.
And where, pray, is our beautiful trick performing turkey? What the hell is that? It's a turkey.
Gobble, gobble.
Well, I cooked the turkey.
News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. I'm about to post something profound on Facebook. That's why I was working so
diligently.
Somebody pointed out on the Gateway Pundit the incredible resemblance between this treasonous piece of turd, Vindman, and Otto, the autopilot from the movie Airplane. You see the what I'm talking about? Are you looking at this? You see this?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I need you to look so I can get your reaction, because if you don't like it, I'll take it down.
No, it's funny. He does look like that.
There is a
resemblance.
Yeah. And they both wear uniforms, too. He never wears a uniform, by the way, to his job as Vindman creep.
I know.
But he puts it on for the media. This is a patriot. And again, Obama fired everybody in the State Department that was appointed by George Bush.
Is he even currently in the military? I thought he was retired.
I don't know what he is. Well, I do know what he is, but I don't want to say that.
Yeah, thank you.
That's the modifying influence of the Rosie. All right, I've been talking about this for like an hour, and I keep forgetting to do it, so let me do it now. This is, you know, when administrations change, there are, it's almost like a hazing or a practical joke or whatever you want to call it. But the outgoing administration will sometimes do something that it's not major, but they'll do something to make it a little difficult for the incoming, especially if it's a different party.
You mean like smashing cell phones and...
Well, they did
torching
that.
Torching computers.
Yeah, they did that so they could have... Although, here's the thing. In the Crossfire Hurricane situation, they do have the server, Hillary's server. Now we'll see if Mr. Barr, Mr. Durham get around to charging fat ass for her 900 violations of American security law. But today, the White House press secretary, Stephanie Grisham, said that Obama aides left "You will fail" post-its in offices for Trump aides. She says that we came into the White House, every office was filled with Obama books, none of which were written by him, and notes left behind that said, "You will fail, you aren't going to make it." Oh, and right away, here comes that. She should testify to very true thing that's under oath. Yeah, learn how to write a sentence, douchebag. I believe it because the Obama people did it to Trump, and the charge from Obama's people coming in was that the Bush people, I think they took a key off all the keyboards or something. They did some, it's silly, yes, stupid, juvenile.
I remember something like that.
But at least
it is juvenile.
They can say it was wrong, and they were wrong. The act was wrong. The message was wrong. Nobody's failing. And that's all I have to say about it. 5:46. Do you want to head over to the pizza place?
I will. I will in about 5 minutes.
Okay. And we will be, I'll be there as soon as I can skedaddle. Rusty and David are coming in just a few minutes at 5:46. Montgomery, I would love to have the opportunity to restore your vision. This is something that couples look at their Christmas budget and say, why don't we do something really special with this money? Let's get our vision corrected with a LASIK procedure. I mean, restoring your vision to HD 2020, I can't think of a better gift than that. I wish I could give it to myself, but I can't because I went to see the refractive surgery counselor at Montgomery Eye, and my vision issue is not one that can be fixed with a LASIK procedure. So, what, you know, that's the way it is. But at least they're honest. Yeah. You are diagnosed, and if it works, then you'll have the choice of having a LASIK procedure. But you got to take that first step, and the number to call to do that is 271-3804, 271-3804. If you'd like to learn more about LASIK and the brilliant team they have at Montgomery Eye, call this number, 271-3804. Visit them on the web at onlinemep.com. That's onlinemep.com.
The listener said the Clinton people removed all the W's.
Oh, yeah, when Bush came in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's... it's stupid, but this is hardly unprecedented. They just never mentioned it till now. But now, oh, well, let's see if she'll testify to that. Get over yourselves. Jeez.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have an accident on the Selma Highway in front of Big Lots. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. I-65 north and southbound as you merge onto I-85. It's a slow go from the merge all the way to Forest Avenue. We had an accident there earlier that caused a little bit of a slowdown, and it remains slow until about Ann Street before you'll pick up some speed. 85 merging to 65 northbound. There is a bit of a slowdown. It's a quicker merge, 85 to 65 southbound. 65 southbound out of downtown to Cobbs Ford Road is a speed limit drive this afternoon. We are very busy still on the Atlanta Highway. Also, 231 to Wetumpka and Taylor Road, just very busy from Atlanta Highway all the way over to Vaughan. Drive carefully this afternoon. Looking for a new career? Scholarships are available at Trenton State Community College in welding, certified nursing assistant, truck driving, emergency medical technology, and precision machining. Call Trenton State now for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell J.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
How would you like free rent for a year? How about a free vacation? How about a new car? Come into Wind Creek Montgomery now through Friday, November 22nd and earn chances to win in our Rent, Rest, and Ride giveaway. Then on November 22nd at 7, 8, and 9 p.m., three players will win free rent for a year, a free trip to any Wind Creek resort, or a Ford Mustang, Jeep Compass Latitude, or Dodge Charger SXT. So come into Wind Creek Montgomery for Rent, Rest, and Ride.
How much do you earn with your checking account? Start earning more. Start earning four with Guardian Credit Union's Ultimate Checking Account. You'll earn 4% APY on your average daily balance. You'll also get free online and mobile banking, a free instant issue debit card, an awards program, and more. Open an Ultimate Checking Account today at Guardian Credit Union and start earning more. Start earning four. Go to myguardiancu.com for details. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A+ Better Business rating, and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This Thanksgiving, don't let annoying relatives stress you out. Get the product that's helping millions deal with their families. It's called the Basic Element for Enduring Relatives, also known by this handy acronym, BEER. With BEER, you can tolerate Aunt Emma and her yearly health concerns.
Does this look like melanoma?
Stories about Uncle Melvin's hip replacement surgery.
I can't feel my kneecap.
And even Dad's rotten holiday mood.
Who the hell ate all the dock meat?
This year, make Thanksgiving a holiday you won't remember. With BEER.
It's 5:52. You may have heard me going back a week or two. I know I made a comment because I don't understand the frenzy over the meatless Whopper. I just don't. Why not have... I mean, we have these canine teeth for a reason. So, but Burger King, big company, wants to virtue signal the world that we now have the meatless Whopper. We are officially recognizing vegans with this product. Well, guess how that worked out. A Georgia man who is a vegan, has sued Burger King for false advertising, alleging that the chain duped customers into eating Impossible Whoppers by not adequately disclosing that the plant-based patties are cooked with beef fat.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so some of the byproduct makes contact with the alleged meatless Whopper. Are those two things priced the same? I kind of wonder if they are.
Because on the counter, you want to know why?
I never had one.
You would think, you better go. It's 6 minutes to six. Sorry, I don't mean to run you off.
Right.
But you're not my first. So now Burger King, and by the way, the person filing this lawsuit wants to make it class action, which means that any other vegan that may have tried one of these will want to sue as well. Burger King advertises the plant-based burgers as 100% Whopper, 0% beef. But I guess if beef fat dribbles in, well, it no longer counts as true vegan. He also alleges that the Burger King where he purchased his meal had no signs indicating that Impossible Whopper patties were cooked on the same grill as meat items. So there you go, Burger King. This virtue signaling is really working. It really, they so appreciate it, these people you're trying to please. We've seen it before. We will continue to see it. Just like Dick's Sporting Goods. There's a company that's got major issues. Why? We're going to virtue signal America and stop carrying guns. Because I guess to them, hunting is no longer a sport. And for many people, they're no longer a Dick's shopper. Good thing I said that correctly. That could have been easily misconstrued. Your CBD store has solutions for all kinds of everyday issues, from pain, which you can treat with capsule soft gel. They have everything, topical creams to help you sleep better. I took, and I think I'm going to start doing it on a regular basis. I have the drops, the CBD drops from your CBD store. They carry the SunMed product line. And they just help me get that nap a little bit better, because I hate to miss that. Then I don't have energy to greet everybody at the pizza place, which is where we're heading in a moment. They also have CBD products for pets that are incredibly effective, and I've got any number of people to testify to that. Dogs that are showing symptoms of pain, anxiety, etc. CBD products work. They're very natural, they're totally legal, and there's no high in this stuff. They interact with the cannabinoids that are already in your body. If you have questions, ask Marissa and Laurie at your CBD store. They're at 8852 Minnie Brown Parkway. Just turn off Chantilly Parkway onto Minnie Brown. Make your first left, your first right. They're across from the Renfro Adams Drugs. Your CBD store. See you at the pizza place in a bit.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have an accident on the Selma Highway in front of Big Lots. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. I-65 north and southbound as you merge onto I-85. It's a slow go from the merge all the way to Forest Avenue. We had an accident there earlier that caused a little bit of a slowdown, and it remains slow until about Ann Street before you'll pick up some speed. 85 merging to 65 northbound. There is a bit of a slowdown. It's a quicker merge, 85 to 65 southbound. 65 southbound out of downtown to Cobbs Ford Road is a speed limit drive this afternoon. We are very busy still on the Atlanta Highway, also 231 to Wetumpka and Taylor Road. Just very busy from Atlanta Highway all the way over to Vaughan. Drive carefully this afternoon. Looking for a new career? Scholarships are available at Trentham State Community College in welding, certified nursing assistant, truck driving, emergency medical technology, and precision machining. Call Trentham State now for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A Montgomery firefighter called us with a four-alarm financial fiasco. He wanted to retire early, but had to clear up considerable credit card debt. Alabama Home Mortgage cut his monthly payment by $636 and got him $37,000 to extinguish the credit card inferno.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly payments much sooner than you ever thought was possible.
10 minutes is all it takes to find out how much you could save with your Alabama Home Mortgage.
Folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. Call 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com and apply today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
That's our show, but the joke's on you, because we got paid anyway.
I'm going home to live my creepy, pathetic life.
I'm going to have to ask you and your party to leave.
Slap yourself very hard in the face, then leave.
Could you just leave the room, please?
Leave me alone.
Leave us alone.
I have to undergo an exit interview.
The circle is now complete.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's